And the time is 5 o'clock.
Radio that's passionate, genuine, and personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
Ron Robinson here with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. And then it's Eat Your Arts and Vegetables at 5:30. Say, this half hour, we've got a man coming in to talk about his new book.
That distinctive, gritty, reverberating distortion punching through the Guess Who's classic song American Woman is the signature of a Winnipeg radio repairman whose ingenuity rocked the world of music. The guitar is the work of fellow Winnipegger Randy Backman, but the timbre he manifested through his instrument is the artistry of Gar Gillies, whose language was acoustics. Thomas Garnet Gillies was born in Winnipeg in February 1921 and later gave birth himself to a robust rock and roll resonance that became known as the Winnipeg Sound.
Indeed. Darren Bernhardt talking about his new book, Prairie Oddities, Pumpkin Heads, Peculiar Gravity, and more lesser-known histories. We'll have a chat. We'll have an autographed copy to give away this half hour. Well, look at the weather first, shall we? You can't avoid it. This is Winnipeg. Last I had mainly sunny skies. The sunny skies tonight into the evening. 11 degrees at the moment. Wind, west-northwest at 17, gusting to 33. So the outlook for tonight, minus 3 under clear skies. Wind chill, minus 70 tonight. Then for Friday, sunny skies and expected high, 8 degrees. That'll be 4 o'clock, I would think. There you go. Quick look at the weather. So as I say, I'm looking at Prairie Oddities in on the shelf. It's got a garnet amp on the front cover. There's a bison and the St. Boniface Cathedral on fire. I recognize the Civic Auditorium. You know, I saw wrestling there at the Civic Auditorium. Coming up then, autographed copy. Skill testing question as always. Share that with you. Say the Uniter just out grabbed a copy. It wasn't there earlier, but I see it now. Claiming belief is the big picture story, front cover. Queer people making space in religion as well. Winnipeg Poetry Slam, half a page on it. Coming up as well, where and when, in page 5. I think this is an excellent idea, every issue of the Uniter. Half a page devoted to the full schedule of CKUW-FM. Because we are here for you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All our shows are archived as well. Slightly color-shaded from white to gray to black, indicating kind of program we are. Be it spoken word, music, other. And on the back cover as well, last chance coming up here, to vote for your favorites. This is the Uniter 30 back cover then. Number one, for example, your favorite local achiever over 60. Just one of the opportunities to vote there as well. Number 24, favorite local restaurant has to be Hildegard's, as they say on the chase. As well, number 30, favorite local writer as well. Back page, Uniter. Plus, you can probably go online. In fact, I'm sure you can. Most of the stories in the Uniter each week as well are to be found online. Uniter, published weekly here on campus, the University of Winnipeg. Looking at the Winnipeg Public Library, what's on? Upcoming events, well, rescheduled. If you went looking for this today, you'd find it gone. That was the Maker in Residence, Mindful Mandala painting. Sand all messed up on the floor, I would imagine. This program's been rescheduled for Thursday, November 14th, so not to fret then. It'll be an all-day event. That's all I can say about it, because often these programs have so much room at the inn, as the Bible says, and you have to register, but there's not an indication for that here. Anyways, rescheduled. If you previously scheduled yourself in, count yourself in for the 14th. Now, this canceled. Mobile Library, the Marlene Street Community Resource Center. So the visit of the Mobile Library, the Marlene Street Resource Center, canceled. Never mind. We'll see you at the next date, which will be November 21st. And they do 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. location in the community. It's an open event for that, a drop-in, as well as open studio with Maker-in-Residence Janet. So be inspired to create with Maker-in-Residence Jana Murata. Drop in to share in her creative process as she works with ink and pen, paper and watercolor with a focus on calligraphy. They tried to break me. Tried to break me in grade one. I was left-handed trying to write with an ink pen. Origami as well, then. Open studio with Maker-in-Residence Janet. When? It was today, but they do this about once a month. And so, once again, I am reminded that you should check in with the library online because you can go at least a month ahead. And the ones that are registered, there's only so much room, then you will not be gnashing your teeth. Now, the All Things Yarn Club, I can tell you, as well, was an open event, a drop-in. So that will come up again, I am sure, for those of you who are yearning for yarn, at 5 minutes after five. Well, I'm looking at Prairie Oddities, a new, just published, and I know the author, Darren, has a couple of events coming up, which we will talk to you about after we have our interview. Chatted with him only about an hour or so ago. So pay attention. Skill testing question coming up. If this catches your fancy, as I say, we'll have an autographed copy to give away. Well, congratulations and welcome to CKUW-FM.
Thank you very much.
Now, what qualifies as a Prairie Oddity to you?
You know, I think it's anything that kind of makes you go, I had no idea. If I can get a shrug out of somebody's shoulders and their eyebrows up, I've nailed it.
I could think like you could produce that for a variety of reasons, but I hear what you're saying. It's obviously got to be about here. What is here? Manitoba?
Manitoba, but you know, it's from the since the first book, it's really expanded into the prairies now.
Okay. There are oddities everywhere, aren't there?
They are everywhere.
Good to know. Well, I was going to say, your 2020 book, The Lesser Known, A History of Oddities from the Heart of the Continent. So you've done well enough to see book two. Not everyone gets to see that, Darren. Not everyone does. It's funny. A lot of books have the lifetime of a fruit fly.
I'm very fortunate.
Well, no author wants to hear that either when they're just starting out. But so do you have enough? Already I'm asking, but do you have enough for a third?
I would never say I don't. There's always stories that don't make the cut initially because you don't have enough information or you're still researching. So there's things simmering back there for sure.
Okay. Prairie Oddities then. Well, I guess the... have you ever, I don't want to say rejected then, but have you ever, as you were just saying, come across stories that are so good, you want them to be in the book, but what do you need before you're satisfied you can see it in print?
I would say every single time I'm researching something, I come across a story, whether it's one of the stories that kind of expands out into tangents that are interesting, but there's always something that gets left out or left behind because you just can't find enough material or you just can't quite confirm the veracity of it. You know, you want to get enough sources to make sure that that part of it is true because with any oddity, you're going to say, I didn't know that. You do want to make sure it's actually true.
Right. We turn to Gordon Goldsborough and we say, Gordon, what do you think? What do you know? Or, well, you can't go wrong with the big family Bible. Unfortunately, they're harder and harder to come by when you're tracing who begat who, isn't it? Yes. Well, the proof is in the pudding, Darren. So let's give people just a little something here for Pumpkinhead. Now, I thought I knew a lot about Pumpkinhead, but you know a lot more. So for people who maybe have never even heard of Pumpkinhead, it's in your book. Give us a little bit of Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead is a mop-top misfit mascot. That's a mouthful. You know, one of those characters that developed just the same as Rudolph, the same as Santa, as a marketing idea, an advertising idea for a company. In this case, it was Eaton's. And he became a smash success for Eaton's, but a much more short-lived one than Santa and Rudolph, who have become ingrained in Christmas.
Well, my little brother, Tim, had a Pumpkinhead, and he was a little odd, Darren. It looked as if his brain had been scooped out and replaced by a mop of sort of swirly curly hair. And of course, Eaton's made use of that in the story, did they not? Yes,
Santa. They did.
Well, we don't want to give it all away. You'll have to look it up and read it in the booklet. But we do know that Wilf Carter knew a lot about Pumpkinhead. Let's give a listen.
They always call him Pumpkinhead. He is a sad little bear. And all because they laugh at him and make fun of his hair. It stands straight up and won't lie down no matter what we do. And no one wants to play with him, that's why he feels so blue. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, with a funny looking mop of hair. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, the sad little cute little bear. Then along came Santa Claus in his sleigh with a great big ho, ho, ho. With the elves and the clowns and the big parade all dancing through the snow. But one of the clowns got sick one day, no smile was on his face. They tried his hat on everyone, but none could take his place. Then up stepped Pumpkinhead to try, and much to his delight, the mop of hair just held it there, the hat it fit just right. Now Pumpkinhead is having fun, he's happy as can be. And so each year he brings good cheer right to your Christmas tree. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, with a funny looking mop of hair. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, that's the story of a happy little bear. Pumpkinhead, Pumpkinhead, that's the story of a happy little bear.
Well, that's Wilf Carter's take, isn't it, on Pumpkinhead? And I'm chatting with Darren Bernhardt about his new book, Prairie Oddities. Darren, this is like salted peanuts. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, they're addictive, and I hope that doesn't mean you need to start drinking a lot.
Well, there's that too. I was going to say, you can't just have one. This is a Christmas list book.
I hope it is.
The old bookseller in me says, oh, we're onto something here. Yes, yes. It's like you show the war horse the old starting gate, and Christmas is coming. I served my time at Eaton's Book Department. So that was a bit about Pumpkinhead. That's just a little example of our chat with Darren about the kind of things he's covered. Now, the other thing comes to mind, well, I was drawn to these things, of course, and so there's a personal interest here, but I think you're right. There is a Manitoba-wide interest in that. I have a Garnet amp in my basement.
Wow.
With the amp and the full box as well.
Oh, that's great.
It's got the number on the back, of course. You could probably trace it. I wonder who played this. I wonder who. Yeah. We'll have to build a shrine or donate it to the Manitoba Museum. There's got to be a home for it somewhere.
And there is a way on the Garnet website right now to trace your numbers. Yeah.
Now, some people are listening saying, what are you talking about? Well, I wanted to be the next Jack Bruce. I wanted to be Jack Bruce. And I tried to play the bass lines in the Doors music. And then I found out, I think Ray Manzarek was actually playing it with one hand.
Really?
Yeah, they may have had bass players from time to time, but they also did the bass line with one hand. And wow. I stopped. I can't even. Anyways, Gar Gillies, musician, lover of, he was a big noise. He was a big noise, and he produced a big noise. So for anybody who doesn't know, tell us a little bit about Gar Gillies and Garnet Amps.
Boy, you know, Gar started off repairing radios in Eaton's. Hey, with another Eaton's connection, but became an inventor of sound, the Winnipeg sound, you know, as you mentioned, getting the most he could out of amps and creating that sound, that gritty sound you can hear on Guess Who and Randy Bachman's guitar.
American Woman.
Exactly, yeah, American Woman. And what Randy could make a guitar do, Gar was able to make the amplifier equal to the task so that it didn't blow.
Well, because it did. Randy said some of the things he did destroyed every time he did this.
Exactly.
So you realize, what, bigger tubes? And tubes have a warmth to them, admittedly. And then I guess came transistors, et cetera. And,
right.
But Gar was so old school, wanted to stay with, I guess, what he knew and what he had. Well, a little bit more about Gar Gillick. I used to walk by the shop on, I think, St. Matthews. Mm. He used to have a little repair shop there because after things all went quiet for him, he loved it so much. He still stayed, quote, in the business.
Yeah, he tried to make that change. He stuck around with the tubes for as long as he could, but then when retailers wouldn't stock his amps anymore, he had to switch over to the new technology, and it just wasn't the same sound, you know. And then right. he you know, make, not to get into all the details, but he made a business deal that wasn't the best for him, and then it made him go back to the roots and back to working on some of his old garnets that needed repairs and rebuilding some of those and working on some other ones, but right back to where he started. And
so as far as we know, they're still out there somewhere. There is a corner somewhere. There's a small community center somewhere where someone is trying to crank it up even as we speak, no doubt.
Oh, you know, they are out there, but not just that. Garnet brand still exists.
Right,
it's just not storefront. It's online, but you can get the old shirts. You can get the little hardware to put on your amps, and you can still get the Herzog amp that Randy played. It's the modern version of it now.
Right. It's all there.
It is.
Well, that's just a hint of what's in Prairie Oddities. Now, you're still hesitating, but I think there's no end to this. The stories and the once people hear, everybody has a story they want to share with you, I would imagine.
Oh, always. And you know what? Every story seems to spawn more stories in every conversation. But it's not even ancient history that we're talking about. Pumpkinhead, that Pumpkinhead was up until 1982 and even made a comeback in the late 90s. So it's not all ancient history. It's just oddball history.
I still have my Pumpkinhead menu.
No kidding.
Oh, yes. You punch out his eyes and you could tie string through his ears and you put it on your face like a mask. It would wrap around. And the back of it, of course, was the menu for the restaurant.
Well, that's reading it really up close then, eh?
Yeah, it really is. Well, look at these trifocals. Well, Darren, congratulations on Prairie Oddities. Hope you have a great run with it.
Thanks so much, Ron.
Will you autograph our copy and we'll give it away?
Gladly.
And we've been talking about Gar Gillies. So why don't we let Gar have the final word then? This from his CD, A Jazz Canvas. Gar himself doing the vocals here, I think.
There's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea. So from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, then I'll change the way I strut my stuff. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes, changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Thank you.
There's a change in the weather, there's a change in the sea. So from now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. 'Cause nothing about me's gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'll even change the way I strut my stuff. 'Cause nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
Gar Gillies from his CD, Jazz Canvas, Gar on vocals and trombone, Jim Gillies on piano, Bill Pont on sax, Bob Moose Jackson on bass, Reg Kellen on drums, that recorded back in 1997. Well, as promised, autographed copy of Prairie Oddities, the first person to call this then and knows their own name, 204-774-6877, 204-774-6877. While some of you are doing that, I want to let you know that from the Saturday Free Press, October 29th, Wilfrid Laurier University announced the head awarded Winnipeg-based doctor and author Jillian Horton, an honorary doctor of letters. Her memoir, of course, We Are All Perfectly Fine, a memoir of love and medicine and healing, published in 2021. That is in the Winnipeg Public Library, 16 copies. There's also a Libby e-book and a library audiobook. And we remember chatting with Jillian Horton, and she recorded this, which is biographical.
He said he didn't want to go to Winnipeg, that he couldn't chase a girl to Winnipeg. And he said that if I went, that I'd go. Sun once a year. And he said he never would have come to care for me if he'd only known. And he said that I must understand his point of view. Surely you do. He said
CD back, 2004. Say that bookie's gone. Thank you. We're going to repeat that interview, though, on Saturday, Perry Oddities. And by the way, the author, Darren Burnett, available this Sunday, November 10th, 1 to 3 o'clock, St. Vitale Chapters. And then he'll be at the Whodunit Bookstore, the Mystery Bookstore, on November 22nd. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers, here for every Thursday, 5 to 5:30. Stay tuned now for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables up next. I'll be back Saturday morning with Carol McKibben for 6 till 8 Saturday morning. Hope you can join us then. Look at the Free Press from Tuesday, November the 5th. Big full page on Quincy Jones, the master orchestrator, died at the age of 91. Well, we could talk about him at great length from this, but why don't we play something from a CD that he produced? And indeed, it's the Quincy Jones Sammy Nestico Orchestra, appropriately enough. You gotta try harder.
Hey there, folks. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. This is Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, your arts talk radio show. I am your host, Zoe LeBrun. We are going to play a quick little song by the Luna Chicks here while we get settled into the studio to prepare for our interview with Brianna Wentz. See you in a couple minutes.
Ghost in the rain and I don't care. I catch it on my pillow but I don't care. The mill's in ground and I don't care. People say I'm apathetic. I don't care, apathetic. I don't have any aesthetics because I'm so apathetic. I'm gonna die and I don't care. Never know why and I don't care. Sleeping to my thighs and I don't care. Never see me cry but I don't care.